Audio Dre with Cody Dre.
Cody Dre.
Yes, yes, yes. We're here, man. Audio Dre with Cody Dre. He is I and I am him. Cody Dre himself. We're here, man. This is episode 9 of Audio Dre. And I'm here, man. Yes, yes. The crowd goes wild in my mind, I think. Yes, we're here, man. I'm fresh off doing the Instagram Live with Banks, man. If you tapped into that Instagram Live, we got some comedy. We got some good shit going on over there. I just wanted to tap in with Banks for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Me and Banks was texting back and forth, all of that good stuff and everything. I'm just like, bro, let's go on live. Like, let's talk it up, man. I feel like Instagram Live is a great way to just communicate with people that do follow along with our page and everything, because we do have these segments. We have Talk to Me Nice. We answer questions on Instagram all the time, every week. We do have SeatGeek Wrestler of the Week nominated by the listeners on Instagram. So it's like, you know what I'm saying, you want to give your listeners that do interact with you that time and show them some love too, because like I know it's people over there that just, some people don't have Twitter, some people don't have these other social media platforms or apps that we be on and everything. So it's only right we go over there and show some love. It's just like me and Banks, we always have these conversations on text and everything. And I finally got the time to just wind down and chill. I was chilling at the pool at my apartment complex and everything, and then it started to rain and everything. So I came back to my complex or whatever, and I said, Banks, yo, man, let's just go live, man. Let's just go live. Let's talk. Let's interact with some people. Let's get some laughs out. Let's get all of this shit out. So that's what we did. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, Banks needs better Wi-Fi. I don't know who his Wi-Fi provider is, but yes, send Banks $1 if you would like to help him, because that was funny. We did have a good time over there. I think it's archived. You want to check that out, you could go to our Instagram page and check that out if you want to. But we here, man. Audio Dre episode number 9, tapping in with y'all, man. Shouts out to Tito's, man. Tito's Liquor, we learned this morning. Yes, it was this morning. I checked my phone this morning. I see what was going on in the team group chat. Shouts out to KP. Shouts out to everybody. But so shouts out to Tito's, man. Tito's is supporting the podcast. They're running ads for us in a couple of states. So yeah, man, shouts out to them. They really rocking with us and everything. We got some more things in the work with them. We put some other things on the table. You know what I'm saying? Not to give away too much, because, you know what I'm saying, when things don't fall, let's say if it doesn't fall through and everything, you don't want to just put everything out there and then just be disappointed or just like all of that good shit. But yeah, there's some other things on the table we're working on as well. You know, so we'll see how that falls through. But shouts out to Tito's, man, sending them ads off to different states and everything, rocking behind the podcast and everything. So we rocking with y'all, man. That's how I always been that way. Like, if it's a company or people, like even like people I don't know, people just come up to me, show love and with everything, I like to reciprocate that. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. It's just like, you rock with me, I'm rocking with you all the way. So you know what I'm saying, that was dope. It was dope to wake up and just hear that. Not even hear that, just see that on the phone and everything. That was dope, man. We also got some content too. I made some content today as well, so we might be releasing that. I wanted to release it today, but you know what I'm saying, we got other things working on, and we, you know what I mean, we sitting on that right now just in case the deal comes through. But I also have another piece of content I was going to share with y'all today, but I'm gonna hold off on that. That's why I wanted to interact with y'all and try to, you know what I'm saying, talk to y'all and express, give y'all a little piece of content and everything like that. That's why we did the live. That's why we on Audio Dre episode 9 right now. That's why we doing this right now. But it was a very productive day so far. A very productive Saturday. I just hit y'all with the other, with episode 8. You know what I'm saying? I just hit y'all with that one. But we right back at it. I told y'all we got more shit to talk about. There's so much other things to discuss. You know what I'm saying? You thought I was just going to come back and just... Nah, we got some other shit to get into. A whole lot of other shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, yeah. You know what I mean? Stay tuned. Hold on to your seats, nigga. Audio Dre. Episode 9, baby.
Audio Dre.
Let's do it, man. Audio Dre, man. SmackDown happened last night. You know what I'm saying? The boy is back. Karrion Kross came back. And I have mixed feelings. Do you have mixed feelings about Karrion Kross? Like, let's be real. I never really saw it for Karrion Kross. You know what I'm saying? I understand they see something in him, obviously, not just... It wasn't just Vince. I mean, Vince made the big decision to let him go and treated him like dog shit when he came on the main roster. But Triple H and his guys see Karrion Kross as the dude right now. You know what I'm saying? And even then, so they brought him back, and he's right in the last segment of SmackDown Friday night in the main event segment with Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns. He beat the shit out of Drew McIntyre. OD. I'm like, ooh. That's how y'all playing it? That's how y'all playing it with Karrion Kross? That's odd, though. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't excited because, once again, I'm not a Karrion Kross fan. And we already know the match that's happening at The Clash. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, all right, so where did this put Karrion Kross now? Like, is he going to be added into the match, or y'all just, you know what I'm saying? I know everybody's hype. I know everybody is feeling away and they're hype. They're excited because Triple H is making these changes and like all of that. But like, I'm not fully behind this one, Mr. H's. I'm not really behind this one. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had a big match leading up to Drew versus Roman. And some people look at this where this is the first real threat for Roman in a little while that he might lose the championship. You know what I mean? Drew got his peoples behind him. It's out the country and everything. So people are speculating like they might give Drew that moment. You know what I'm saying? Drew take those titles off of Roman and everything. So it's just awkward. Like, why place Karrion Kross into this mix right now on the lead up to this pay-per-view, this live event? I'm sorry, WWE, this live event special. So I guess that leaves me confused. You know what I'm saying? It definitely leaves me confused. Are they going to add Karrion Kross? I hope not. I don't want to see Karrion Kross added into this and make it a triple threat or whatever. I just hope this is just Karrion Kross making his impact. Huh, you see what I did there? Making his impact and just, you know what I'm saying, just keeping people on notice, putting Roman on notice. Like, dog, I'ma fuck Drew up, but your time is ticking. Like, he did, Scarlett did leave the clock there and whatever. So maybe it's a little symbolism there. You know, hopefully that's all it is. Hopefully. I don't want them to add Karrion Kross or anything to this match and everything. And that's just me, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just pushing my mind to where they can take it. That's all it is. I'm just pushing my mind to where they could possibly take it. More than likely, they're not going to add Karrion Kross there. So don't even bother hype or anything. But you never know, man. You never know with people running these companies and everything. So Karrion Kross is back. And Scarlett, shouts out to them. As far as SmackDown was not a good show for me. It was an upgrade from previous SmackDowns, but SmackDown still needs a lot of work. I think we can be honest there. SmackDown still needs a lot of work. I do like the fact they kick things off with Ricochet doing what he does. That Shooting Star Press was amazing. Shouts out to Ricochet. that Shooting Star Press was great. But SmackDown still needs a lot of work. They ran the female gauntlet match to decide the number one contender. Shayna Baszler won. All right, you see where it could possibly pick up at. But it's just, they need, SmackDown needs a shot in the arm, man. I'm not rolling with Nakamura. I'm not behind Nakamura and all of this bullshit. I've been off Shinsuke for a long time now. So Shinsuke is in that Dolph Ziggler role, in my personal opinion, where we got somebody new, you want to heat him up or whatever, feed him to Shinsuke. And whatever, Shinsuke gonna do the job and make him look good. And I feel like that's exactly what this is, man. I'm not really interested in that. So we are in man's Gunther needs the other dude in Imperium to come up, man. I'm getting tired of him. Next week he gonna beat the shit out this dude again. So it's just need a little freshen up, man. SmackDown needs that. He thought Karrion Kross was going to be that. Karrion Kross is not the end all be all, man. We need a little bit more, Mr. H's. I'm not fully behind this on SmackDown right now. You know, I'm not fully there. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? It was an upgrade from previous SmackDowns, though, so I give him that. We're working, though. We're definitely working.
Audio Dre.
Check this out, man. Audio Dre. Let's talk about Favio and Mace. Favio appeared on the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast with Wallow and Gilly. And he was talking about how Mace had signed him for $5,000. And you know what I'm saying? That's how he first got started in the industry. Got his start in the game and everything. Gave him $5,000 advance and he ended up working and he got on. You know what I mean? Favio doing his thing right now. One of the hottest New York artists in the game right now. So, you know what I mean? Mace appeared on Million Dollars Worth of Game the following week. He didn't like how he was being talked about when Favio was up there and everything, and he said that he gave Favio $700,000 or $750,000 or something like that, and all of this good stuff. And he did say he gave Favio $5,000 at one point. So you know what I'm saying? But it was a lot of confusion. I was Confucius, you know what I'm saying? I was very confused. But I think, like, at the first deal, I think Mace probably met Favio and he ain't have nothing or whatever, signed him up for $5,000. You know what I'm saying? And this is what it sounds like. It sounds like he met Favio and his crew, whatever, signed him for $5,000. They ain't have a name yet. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is not getting big advances when niggas don't know you. You know, I think Big Sean said Kanye gave him $15,000 advance. You know what I'm saying? When he first signed him. And Big Sean was a nobody. Big Sean just came up to Kanye when Kanye was at a radio station and started rapping towards him. And like Kanye was feeling him like, yo, you down with the team? Gave him $15,000. I think the number is 15. $15,000 and just kept it pushing. Like, you know what I mean? And you got to work your way up. You know what I mean? And you can't. And I'm going to get into that. But yes, that's how that happened. And the same thing with Favio. Gave him $5,000. He worked his way up. And then once Favio was signed under Mace, he got popping. He dropped a Big Drip song and everything. And then the major labels start like, all right, let's do business together. The major labels offered Favio multi-million dollar deals or whatever. Mace took his cut and Favio got his. You know what I'm saying? I think that's how shit happened. You know what I'm saying? And Mace did say he gave him $5,000. You know what I'm saying? Just to rock with me, like you under me. So if you do get popping, we could take you to these major labels. And once we do get a big deal, I'm going to get broken off. Like Mace ended up walking away with more money from the deal than Favio. So, yo, the music industry is just a big lick. Like, if you could find, yo, listeners, if you could find somebody in y'all hood, in y'all town or wherever, that's rapping, making music, throw them a look, and y'all think they got the chance to make it, throw them a little bread, sign them a little contract, and then once they get shit popping, they go to the major labels and get that multi-million dollar deal. You got them under contract, you get your half. Like, that's a lick. Mace turned 5,000 into, I think Mace got 800. Mace got 800 or 750, one of the numbers, I'm not sure. But just turning 5,000 into that, it's a fucking lick. It's a fucking lick. And that's what happened to Favio, man. You know what I'm saying? So, and I like the fact that Favio didn't complain, though. Because a lot of these artists, you hear them talk about, oh, I'm signing a slave deal, they not fucking with me, blah, 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 move, whoop, all of this stuff. But, like, yo, dog, you signed that deal. You signed it. Did you read it? Did you understand the terms? Like, what's going on there? You know what I'm saying? You have to be responsible at the end of the day and just own up to that shit. You signed it. You know what I'm saying? Whether, obviously, you at a point in your life where that little 5,000, like he said, that 5,000, he spent that in like 2 weeks, but you was happy to get that 5,000 for your signature. So you got that. He ain't chip you of the 5,000. You signed the contract, got the 5,000. Now you in that. That's on you. Now it's up to you to work your way out of that contract. That's it. And I like the fact that Favio didn't complain about that shit. No, no, I'm not complaining about that shit. He get his cut, he do what he do, and I'm still doing good. I'm touring, I'm getting my money off this, boom, 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 wah, wah. Like, you not in the hood now. You getting such and such thousands every night for a show. Yeah, he get his cut off the label and all of that, cool. Nigga, I'm not in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm not there. I'm not back in the trap trying to make some plays or do all of that shit. Like, nah. That's what's up. And the fact, like, you can't complain. I hate hearing one of my favorite artists is like complain about the contract. You know what I'm saying? You signed that shit. No, it was there. It's right there. Let's bring back the contract. You look at it. It's right there. Yep. Woop, woop, woop. Y'all get that? Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. So that's it, man. And let that be a lesson. Like, you sign these contracts, you can't be mad at them. You signed the shit. So that was dope. Just hearing Favio own up to it. Like, yeah, I signed it. Cool. It's cool. I'm still doing me, though. You know what I'm saying? He look at the bigger picture. And that's what you do. You just work your way out of it. But shouts out to all parties. You know what I'm saying? Favio is one of my favorites right now. So I wanted to talk about the situation. And there's been a lot of people talking about it, and I make jokes about it. My man said he needed 5,000 right now. I tweeted, you should have signed the Mace. Should have signed the Mace. Got you 5,000 if that's all you needed right now. Get you 5,000, you'll be straight. So shouts out to all parties. Mace, what's up, man? What's going on? You dropping some more music? You gonna diss a nigga like you diss Cameron a couple years ago and then go back in the hiding? You gonna diss Favio then go back in the hiding? Let me know. Let me know what's going on, Mason Betha. The streets need to know what's going on. Or just me. I might be the only one that wanna know what Mace is up to right now. It's 2022. I'm the only one that wanna know what Mace up to right now. So Audio Dre, man.
Audio Dre.
Check this out, man. Audio Dre, episode number 9. We're going to get into first music break of the show. Let's play. What do I want to play, man? Let's get into these pop vibes. Let's get into one of the best pop songs in the past decade, in my personal opinion. Let's get into Doja Cat with Say So. Audio Dre, let's do it.
Keeping me in the moment. I let you have a moment.
Yes, man, that's Doja Cat with Say So. Yeah, yeah, we here, man. Episode number 9 of Audio Dre with Cody Dre. He is I, and I am him. Let's talk about, it's been 1 year. 1 year since the Dipset and the Lox versus, man. The best versus that went down. Oh man. And I went back and watched this versus, I want to say last month I went back and watched this versus again. What a performance from the Lox, man. Living off experience, man. Oh man, that was great. That was fucking great. The best versus, hands down. Juelz bumped his head, he got silly, said the Lox didn't have no joints for the girls, and then they proceeded to go on a oh my god, oh man, they went on a run. They said what? Check this out. Hit Juelz in the head with like 5 joints repeatedly of fire. Like, that's the best shit I've seen in a minute, man. That versus was just so hip-hop. It was so hip-hop. Styles P and fucking Cameron getting into it. All of that shit I loved. It was getting chippy, so they say. Getting chippy and everything. And it didn't lead to no other shit, man. Niggas is grown and just having fun, trying not to fuck up the money and all that. I love that shit, man. Oh, man, that versus was so great. Jim Jones falling off the stage. Dipset sloppy. Recording over the vocals and everything. Jim Jones performing Purple City Bird Gang. Like, yo, like, what's going on here, man? That's the best versus, hands down. What's y'all best versus? Let me know, because I don't think nothing's topping that versus. Nothing is gonna top that versus. Is versus still going on? Because what's the next versus? We need another versus. We need another versus like that. Like that. Banks and Juelz was going back and forth, or what, Juelz was just calling out Banks, because Banks be quiet. Banks don't be saying shit. So Juelz was calling out Banks. He said Bleak is too easy. Jim Jones pulled up, said he could take Banks too. We gotta make another New York versus, man. We got to, man. New York be having shit popping, man. I'm sorry, this New York be having shit on fucking lock. We get shit lit. So shouts out to that versus. That versus was fucking straight up classic. Straight up classic. Jadakiss, man, became the hottest rapper in the world right after the verses. Like, after a verses. Like, dog, undefeated in the verses. He beat Fab. Clean Fab up. Wait, hold up. Nigga, clean Fab up. Easy. With the easy, dog. With the easy, Vic. Cleaned up Dipset. Look at who he cleaning up, though. Cleaning up Fab. Cleaning up Dipset. And he came out and performed with at the Fat Joe and Ja Rule one at the end. Like, yo, man, nigga, Jada's the GOAT, man. Shouts out to Jadakiss, man. We was on Jadakiss Instagram page too, on his story promoting the podcast. So shouts out to Jadakiss, for real, for real. Oh man, what else we got, man? Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian call it quits. Ah, man, I wonder where Kanye at right now. Kanye probably smoking a fucking bogey right now. Dying degrees in his hair, like. No need to stress, Mr. West. We here. Your time is now. His time is up. Your time is now, Mr. West. You know what I'm saying? So Kanye, we here. You was ready. You was trying to get this moment, but we here. Now it's time. But shouts out to Pete, man. Pete was in it, man. Let's look at the, cause look, man, I see y'all making fun of Pete because he tatted Shorty name. He tatted Kim name and the kid's initials, all of this shit. And everybody clowning him like, oh no, no. I'm not clowning Pete. Mm-mm. Cody Dre is not gonna clown you, Pete Davidson. Not at all. Cause check this out. Let's Google Pete Davidson net worth. What's his net worth? What'd it say? 8 million. Look, man, 8 million, not too shabby at all. Look at me comparing my $8 and my net worth. So it's no comparison at all. 8 million, you straight. Kim Kardashian net worth. 1.8 billion. That's right. Not million. Billion with a B. So guess what? You think, wait, hold on. We gotta have a Audio Dre listeners, let's have a talk right now. 1.8 billion. You think you're not doing that to secure that bag? Let's be honest. You think you're not securing that bag? You think you tat her name, tat the kid's initials on you? Oh, he was trying to secure that. I'm not mad at you, Pete. I am not mad at you at all. You have my approval. I think that's common sense. Pete was on the like, yo, what? I'm here now. Those are, I want to know what was Pete Davidson's first words, like, once he was hooking up with Kim. Like, I know his first word was like, I'm here now. He had it, because that would have been mine. I would have just came out. I would have been like, yo, I'm here now. Like, yo, what? Locking it down. I'm not mad at Pete at all. People want to say the relationship was fake, all of this shit. That's cool. But guess what? I'm going to attempt. 1.8 billion, you not going to attempt to make shit? Oh, nah, I'm fully invested, man. What's up? Yeah, my name is Peter. I'm here. So shouts out to Pete Davidson, man. It's all good. Gonna bounce back. You a legend. You a legend out here. You know what I mean? Your name is Skeet now. You a legend. And that's a wild nickname too, to give someone that's skeeting in your. I'ma just move past that, man. I'ma just move right past that. check this out, man. I don't even have nothing else to say, man. Audio Dre.
Audio Dre.
Look, man, we gonna get right up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Audio Dre. With Cody Dre. Look, man. Right now, I wanna get into the last thing on the docket. working at a job you hate. You know what I'm saying? That's currently my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm working at a job, working remote. I'm working at a job where my current company was shutting, like, the company I worked at prior was shutting down. They like my work or whatever. They transferred me over to their sister company. And it's just been, this is not for me, man. So, it's, I've just been working through hell. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to find another job and everything. It's just been, I've just been taking this very hard. That's why I've been like out of it, out of the loop and everything. And you know what I'm saying? How it's just been weighing a lot on me. So a lot of people I've been asking like how to deal with certain things like that. You know what I mean? Your career is your everything. Like that's where you spend majority of your time at, working on your career and all of this stuff. So I just been talking to a lot of people on how to deal with it and how to go about changing it and stuff like that. But yeah, like I seen a question on the Shade Room. Yes, I don't be on the Shade Room like that, but I seen a question because a female friend of mine, she had reposted it and said she would rather find the love of her life than find like her have the perfect career. And like me stressing how much I care about my career, it was just interesting. So I had to hit her up. I had to talk to her about this. It's like why do you feel that way? Like she's a lawyer, by the way. So our situations is completely different. So I felt like that was the main reason why she said that. But she explained to me like it's just a job and everything, blah blah blah, whoop de whoop. But I can't take her point of view as, you know what I'm saying, as gospel. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking no one's point of view as gospel, but it was just like we're in completely different fields, man. Like you out here, you on the gram, on your IG story buying Louis every other 2 weeks. So like you out here on some whole other shit. But nah, she cool as hell. But we had that conversation. It's like I seen things on the gram and where I see people posting that. That's the only thing that like got to my mind and made me hit her up and like, let's have this conversation. Like, why do you feel this way and stuff? But currently I'm working at a job I hate. You know what I'm saying? And it's depressing. It's depressing. My mood is changing me. I'm doing a lot of things to like get out of that funk and everything. It's just been rough. So I want to know, like, if the listeners, whoever's listening, man, you can hit me up on the side, leave a comment, man. How do you deal with that? Because it's beginning to change me. I'm becoming a complete different person. I'm not even going to lie. I'm not even interested in doing the things I love doing. It's like stressing over this. So if I can get any feedback, that would be great. And that was the last thing I was wanted to leave y'all with, man. I just felt like talking to y'all a little bit, man. I just been felt like I've been cheating y'all on the episodes like that. But it's just me and whatever comes to mind, whatever I want to talk about and get off. This is Audio Dre, man. So this is it, man. This is episode 9. Episode 9, man. This is how we gonna leave y'all with the last music break. We gonna leave y'all straight like this, man. This is Calvin Harris, 21 Savage, called New Money, off that new Calvin Harris album. You know what I'm saying? That's how we rockin'. Episode 9. Audio Dre, thank you for listening. Love y'all. Catch y'all next time, man. We out.
Cody Dre. Gucci on me check, Hermes check, Louis V check, yeah, Fendi cause a check, yeah, diamonds on my neck, yeah, make your bitch wet, yeah, treat me like a king, yeah, no disrespect, show you how to bar, meet me at the mall, she say why you bar, bitch, I'm a dog, winning bottle bar, let the shit park, I ain't with the Twitter shit, I let it spark. Gucci garments, could smell like armpits. You domestic, all I ride is foreign shit. Sippin' high tech, and I got a high tech. I got new money, it ain't even out yet. You went bought a plane ticket, but I chartered it. Tryna hit your main thing, let me borrow this. Sippin' high tech, and I got a high tech. I got new money, it ain't even out yet. Ryan in the coupe, trying to find a roof, yeah. Draco in the seat, making chicken noodle soup, yeah. Jumped out the stoop, yeah. Never wore a suit. Crap niggas come around, savage, get spooked. Oh, fuck my best partner, make a bitch drop. Never sold drugs, nigga, I'm a robber, yeah. Little bitch bother, hit dog holler. Hit my first dick, went and bought a money collar. Gucci garments, could smell like armpits. You domestic, all I ride is foreign shit. Sippin' high tech, and I got a high tech. I got new money, it ain't even out yet. You went bought a plane ticket, but I chartered it. Tryna hit your main thing, let me borrow this. Sippin' high tech, and I got a high tech. I got new money, it ain't even out yet. Smell like orange, you domestic, all I ride is foreign shit. Sippin' high tech, and I got a high tech. I got new money, it ain't even out yet. You went bought a plane ticket, but I chartered it. Tryna hit your main thing. Sippin' high tech, and I got a high tech. I got new money, it ain't even out yet.